Okay. Today is Daf Samches. I'd like to learn today's Daf Vazecha Nishbas. Aaron Shalom ben Naphtali. Shamash Rabin Aliyah. Okay. We are on the last word on Samach Zayim Rebbeis, by Meisvei. So we're asking questions on Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan had said, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Balkeri has the same din as the Zav, and it gets sent out of two Machanos. It gets sent out from the Machane Shechina and the Machane Leviyah, and now we're asking questions, as maybe the Balkeri should only be sent out of one Machane, maybe similar to the Tamei Meis, is only sent out of one Machane. So Meisvei, Mishnah, we're quoting a Mishnah. Meisvei, Bo'ol Nida, it's a Mishnah in Zavim. Bo'ol Nida K'tamei Meis. We have a comparison between a Bo'ol Nida. He's similar to the Tamei Meis. So we know that a Bo'ol Nida gets the status of Tamei, like the Nida, but he's similar to the Tamei Meis. So Lumai. So for what's the comparison? Elaim L'tumasam, if you can tell me that they're compared to the fact that the duration of their Tumah, well, that can't be what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, because that's the favorite in the Pasuk. Right? Hi, Tumah Shiva Ksivbe. Right? In the Tamei Meis, it says that he's Tamei 7 days. In the Bo'ol Nida's Tumah Shiva Ksivbe, it says that Peverish, right? It says Ve'im Shachov Yishkov Ish Osa V'Tehi Nidasa Allah V'Tamei Shiva Ziyamim. The Mishnah is not going to teach us, because clearly stated in the Pesukim, right? El Alav L'Machan Osam. We're learning the comparison between Bo'ol Nida and the Tamei Meis to compare them regarding their Machanos. That just like the Tamei Meis is only sent out from the Machanos Shechina, from one Machanah, so too the Bo'ol Nida. So therefore what? Umi the Seifa L'machanosam Have, since the Seifa, the comparison between the Bo'ol Nida and the Tamei Meis, is to determine how many Machanos they get sent out of, so Reisha Nami, so the Reisha, which we learned yesterday, right, the Reisha Nami, which says that, right, the Balkeri is Kemaga Sheretz, right, the Balkeri is equal to the Sheretz, that also should be dealing with how many Machanos they get sent out, and therefore they would be, right, with the same full of the Menachanos somehow, they Reisha Nami L'Machanos Sam, and therefore the Raya goes back that the Balkeri is only sent from the Machanos Shechina, like the Nogei of the Sheret, and that's against Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Mediria, well, what's the Raya? Hakadisa. This first part of the Mishnah is comparing it to a Balsheret, to a Sheret, what we said yesterday about regarding Onas, and the second part of the Mishnah is comparing the Bo'ol Nida to the Tamei Meis regarding the Machanos. There's no Raya woman. It's how they're talking about. So Meisvei, we ask another question on Rabbi Yochanan. Bring a cryptic Braisa. The Braisa says, Mitzora Chamor Mizav. The Mitzora, right, is more stringent than the Zav. The Zav Chamor Mitamei Meis. And the Zav is more common than Tamei Meis. The Mitzora is more common than the Zav because the Mitzora is sent out even from the Machanos Yisrael. He's got a Badad Yashav, he's going to go all the way out. And the Zav is more common than Tamei Meis because the Zav goes out from two Machanos, the Tamei Meis only goes out from one. And then the Braisa says, right, Yotza Balkeri, Tamei Meis Chomer Mimenu. Exclude the Balkeri because the Tamei Meis is more Chomer than it. So what is that? Okay. Today's shiur is also sponsored. This is for Zecha Nishmas Moshe Ben Shmuel. Sponsored by an anonymous donor, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So, Anonymous guy. He gives everywhere. So Gemara. So again. So my yotza. What does yotza mean? What does it mean now that this? What does this statement mean? Yotza bal keri shetamei meis chomer mimenu. So lav does that not mean yotza miklal zav, that the bal keri went out of the klal of the zav. The zav is also sent out from the machna leviyah ubal klal tamei meis and is put back into the category of tamei meis. The tam teaches the tam. That's because he's now mutter in the Machane Leviyah. The ha tamei meis chomer mimenu umutter Machane Leviyah, because the tamei meis is more chomer than the balkeri, and therefore the balkeri becomes like the tamei meis in the fact that it's mutter in the Machane Leviyah. So this is come and tell us that the balkeri is similar. The balkeri is similar to the tamei meis, and how many machanos it can go? It has to be sent out to from. The one says, "Well, no, that's not what the Braisa means. The Braisa means as follows: Yotza mi machna tamei meis." The Balkeri has to leave the Machane, the place where the Tamei Meis is, which is the Machane Leviyah, v'nichnas l'machne zav, and it has to go into the machne of the zav, which is the machne Yisrael. It has to go to two machnos. V'apa gav the tamei meis chamor mimenu, even though the tamei meis is more chamor than the valkeri, the mutter b'machne levia, and it's mutter in the machne levia. The tamei meis is mutter in the machne levia, but the valkeri is yotza from the tamei meis. It's yotza that they're trying to explain the words of the brisa. It's yotza from the tamei meis, meaning that it leaves the area where the tamei meis can be, which is machne levia, which means it has to be sent back from two machnos, similar to the zav, and that's like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara now explains why is it compared to the zav and not to the tamei meis? Because it's more similar, the tumah. The way you come about getting the tumor, the Balkari, is much more similar to coming about the way you're getting Zav. It's just, it's Zav minus, basically, about a Balkari. So that's why it's compared that way. So again, we have no Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara is going to bring another Limud to tell us that the Balkari has to leave the Machan Leviyah. I mean, it has to be sent back from two Machanos, which is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Tanei Tano Kaneder of Yitzhak Baravdimi. So one of the Tanoim, who was regularly would state the brisos, he was one of the memorizers, he said the following brisos in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Pasuk says by Balkeri, V'yotze el michutz l'machan, right? The full pasuk is, Ki yev b'cha isha shelo yet tahor mikre laylo, V'yotze el michutz l'machaneh. So he has to go out of the machaneh, Zo machaneh shchina. That means he has to leave the machaneh shchina. And the pasuk continues, V'lo yavo al tocha machaneh, he cannot enter the machaneh, Zo machaneh leviyah. And that's his machna again. So that's the next machna. That's the machna leviyah. But look at the language. He has to be yotze the machna and lo yavo to the machna. So mikan le balkeri shegates the chutz l'shnei machanos. So here you see that the balkeri has to go out from two machanos. One is the machna shkina, one is the machna leviyah. So amr lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Avdimi says to this reciter of the brisos, akati lo ayute apikte. The way you're explaining the brisos doesn't make sense. He hasn't even gone in, and you're telling him to leave. That's what it means. Basically, it says v'yotze al mechutz l'machane, and then it says lo yavo al tocha machane. He has to leave the machane, and then he can't go into the machane leviyah. He can't go into the machane leviyah. According to the beginning of the pasuk says that the nitma is talking about he has to leave the machane shchina. So that means he's automatically now in the machane. If you leave the machane shchina, what's the next step? You're in the machane leviyah. You're already in the machane leviyah. So now what?
How did he get to the
Machanishkina?
There's a coin.
What? So he's in the carry, he's inside the... What's wrong? Okay. So he's there. He's inside. So he's out of... He's gets sent out of the Machanishkina. Now the continuation of the pasuk warns us that he can't go into the Machanaviyah, which is mashmah that he already left the Machanaviyah. But that's not the pasuk. The pasuk only had him leave the Machanishkina. The pasuk said, "Leave the machne shchina and don't go into the machne leviya." What do you mean? Don't go in. That's a mashma. He's already out of the machne leviya. But if you only left the machne shchina, then you're in the machne leviya. So he says the pasuk doesn't make sense, right? You're already telling me that he can't go into the machne leviya. But when did he ever leave?
How did he get out?
That's the question. What do you mean? How did he get out?
How did he get out of machne? He's going from machne shchina. He's going into machne leviya.
Exactly.
How do you ever get out of machne shchina?
How do you get out of Machlis? He walked out of the Machlis Shchina.
To where?
To the Machlis Leviyah.
He's not supposed to go into Machlis Leviyah. He's not supposed to get out.
Says who?
That's what it says.
But that's what we're questioning.
He should go into Machlis Leviyah.
But that's what we're questioning.
So how does he get out?
But that's what we're questioning. What do you mean? You're saying that he left the Machlis Leviyah, but when you leave the Machlis Shchina, where do you go? What's the next level?
Machlis Leviyah.
Okay, so the next pasuk should say that he should leave the Machlis Leviyah. It doesn't say. It says he should go into the Machlis Leviyah, but he never went out of the Machlis Leviyah yet.
Yes.
No, that's the question.
That's exactly the question.
The question is the way we're trying to answer now.
No, the other way. He's in Machne Shchina.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to go into Machne Leviyah.
Who says?
So it says, he's not allowed to be in Machne Leviyah either.
No.
He shouldn't go into
Machne
Leviyah.
Right.
How does he get out?
He should go into the Machne Leviyah, which is mashma that he left the Machne Leviyah ready. But he never did leave. The pasuk doesn't show that he has to leave the machne leviyah. The pasuk says he should go into the machne leviyah. Okay. So lishna achrina akati lo pikte yalute. The Torah when it commands you to leave the machne shchina, when the Torah says leave the machne shchina, it means go to the machne leviyah. It means go to the machne leviyah. So why are you telling me he can't go into the machne leviyah? Where is he supposed to go?
He
That's what I'm telling you. That's the question of the Gemara. Okay. So Ella Ema, so the Gemara answers, you have to read the Brisa this way. Michutz l'machane, it says v'yotza michutz l'machane, zo machane l'viya. That means he has to go all the way out to the machane l'viya. And not only does he have to go all the way out to the machane l'viya, the lo yavo atocha machane, zo machane shrina. He can't even go back into the machane shrina. You read the pasuk the other way around. But still, two machanos he has to leave. When he gets about carry, go out, you got to walk out. The halacha is you got to walk out for the machane shrina, to machane l'viya, get out. And now that you're out of the machane l'viya, you should realize you can't even walk back in. You can't even walk back in, right?
Shita, why do you need another year? Why
would we have
to
go out?
He
could
walk back
in. Yeah,
why would
we
think he could back in?
I mean, he could go back in.
Because he's leaving. He has to leave the Machan Leviyah.
No, right.
So there are two ways.
He's
out. So he has to leave the Machan Leviyah.
Right, so he's out.
He's out of the Machan. No, he's
out of Machan. He's got to leave Machan. He's got to go out of Machan.
Yeah. So maybe he would walk. So maybe he would walk through the Machan Shchina to get out. What?
How you get out?
Why not?
Totally go off the Haramais.
But maybe he's working the other way. The Pasuk's warning you that when you're going out to Machan Leviyah, you can't go through the Machan Shchina.
But you already chased him out of Machan Shchina.
So no, the first part of the Pasuk is...
In?
No, when we read the Pasuk now, sure. It's Michus L'Machaneh. He has to leave the Machan Leviyah. And he's telling us that on the way out, Lo Yavo Al Tocha Machan, so Machan Shchina. That when he leaves the Machan Leviyah, he should not go through the Machan Shchina.
Is the Machan Shchina a higher level?
Yes.
Exactly, so you have to go for a lower level.
No, it's a higher level, but even though it's a higher level, more Tamei people can go in there. The Tamei Mace goes into the Tamei Mace is in the Machan Leviyah. He's just saying, when you go out,
right,
make sure you go out a way where you don't go through the Machan Shchina.
Of course.
Why? Just get out. The halacha is get out.
Because you already said go out of the Machan Shchina. Why?
No, we didn't say go out of the Machan Shchina. We just changed the pasuk to say go out of the Machan Leviyah first.
Okay, what's it? Machan Leviyah is a lower level.
The guy standing in the Machan Leviyah.
Right.
Get out.
You don't go
right.
To
Kaddish. Maybe it's faster.
You don't go to Kaddish and then to get out.
Maybe it's faster.
But if you're asked to go out of the lower level, you don't go jump into the higher level and go out. What?
That's what the Pasuk is going to teach you. Look at Rashi.
Get out as fast
Rashi says. Rashi says. The Yotzal Muchos Machan Leviyah. Kishabolat Seis Bimenu. When you go out, Al Yichnas Bimachan Shchina. I'm not making it up. Rashi says, don't go out through that way. Right, the Elo Habiksivish de Machnos, and they're not written two Machnos, Havamukim, no, we would have said, Lay the Omeb Machna Shchina, a guy standing in Machna Shchina, Umatzrichel at Seisimem, that he has to leave. Aval Omeb Machna Leviyah, Ein Mishdalich, Vahash the Ksivish de Machnos, Akoch Havitukma. It becomes a lot, it's adding you a lot. You can't go back in that way through the Machna Shchina. You can't go in? Okay, Maskiplo Ravina. So Ravina asked the following question. Ema, maybe you say Idi Idi Lemachna Shchina. Maybe both took him, both words, Kuchutz Lemachna and Lo Yavo Vyotza Mikutz Lemachna and Lo Yavo Tocha Machna, both are dealing with the Machna Shchina. And it's coming to tell you, Lavo La Vasei Velo Tasei. One's written in Lashon of an Asei, one's written in Lashon of an Lav. So maybe it's teach you, it's an Asei and a Lav. So he wants to know, Im Kain, if that's the case, Lame Akra, the Pasuk said, should have simply said, Vyotza Mikutz Lemachna Velo Yavo Al Toch. Should have ended there. Hamachna lamali. What's the extra machna? Shema minal itain lo machna cheres. The teacher is about Bakari has to leave two machnos. Well, that's the limit. I'm not sure what the drasha is, but that's that. What, I don't know what the halachim would be. Otherwise, that's the drasha. Since it comes to teach you that you leave two machnos, so you see that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan according to the end of the Gemara that the Bakari has to leave two machnos just right. Like the Zav. Okay. Now the Gemara said the Mishnah had said that these are the things that were docha Shabbos, and one of them was what we said was michui kerovov, which is okay. So the Gemara asks, well, my michui kerovov. What does it mean dealing with the innards? What's the Michoi Krovov? So Rav Huna Amar, Sheminaklam Besakin. You pierce the innards with a knife, is to get rid of what's inside, because the stuff's going to be staying there till the evening, so it won't smell. Right? Rashi says, Minaklam Besakin, Sheyetze Harei. The waste should come out. Listen, you can't rip it open because it has to be whole. So you poke a hole, so it comes out. She'im yanichu betochon yasmichu kodem shetechshach. It'll get gross with disgusting. It'll putrefy before dark. So pierce a hole. Chia barav amar shirka demaya. What you do is you sort of shirka maya the nafka agavdocha de sakina. It is, I guess, there's sort of this shell of something that's disgusting stuff that's on the outside that you put the sakina is the pressure of the knife. You press down on the knife, and then the stuff comes out. And that you're allowed to do on Shabbos also, right? I think that's how he's. I don't know what he translated. Shirka demaya. You had this licha that's stuck on the insides. the nafka agavdoka the sakina that will come out. That will come out if you press the knife on them. That's what's called michoy krava, cleaning out the insides. So Amar Rava Lazar, my time of the chiyah barav. Where does chiyah barav get that michoy krava means the shirka demaya that comes out with the pressure of the knife? Because the pasuk says this is the gat in Yeshaya. It's talking about tzaddikim and osig lavo. It says v'charvos mechim garim yochelu. All right, with the they will eat the runes of the runes of strangers' fats or something like that. Like eat the runes, right? And so the word, right, you have the word mechim. So michoy and mechim we're going to talk about. So what does mechim mean? My master, what does it mean? Him with kidim mitargim. Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was mitargim the pasuk. Rav Yosef always had was mitargim the pasuk. The nechsehen the rishaya tzadika yachzenun. The nechasim of the rishayim, the tzadikim are going to inherit. So the rishayim are called the mechim, right? Because they're disgusting, they're evil, and they're hatred. So therefore, the word michoy is also to talk about something that's disgusting. That's where it gets it from. Okay. Now, the beginning of that pasuk, now we have a little bit of a gada till the end of the amud. So the beginning of the pasuk, says as follows, V'ra'u kivasim kidavram. And I guess the sheep will graze like was stated. Right, so what's the full pasuk? Right, it's V'ra'u kivasim kidavram. The charvos mechim garim yochelu. So v'ra'u kvasim kidavram means that in the asid lavo, that basically learn out is the asid lavo, b'nei Yisrael are going to graze and get pleasure. Some Rav Nasha bar Yirmiyah Amarav. What's kidavram? I mean, it's referencing something else. He says kamedubar bam, like he was that they were promised by the Navi. So my kamedubar bam, where were they promised? What promise are we talking about? Amarabaye. That's the end of the pasuk. The charvos mechim garim yochelu. The end of the pasuk. That they're going to be yorish to all the nechassim of the rishayim. So one says no. Amar lei rava bishma iksiv charvos. That would have been fine had it said charvos. If the pasuk would have said vizaru vasing with Avram charvos mechim garim yochelu, then it would have connected the two. But now hashto iksiv vicharvos. Now it says en charvos with this vav. It's mashma milsach chrisik amar that the pasuk is talking about like breaking the pasuk is not a continuation one from the other. So el amar rava kidav chanan amar rav. So this is what it means. What does it mean? Kamedubar. The Amar of Chananiel, Amar Rav, Asidim Shetzadikim Asidim Tzadikim Sheyichayu Es Hamesim. In the future, the Tzadikim will do Tchias Hamesim. They will raise the dead, right? Because how do we know that? Ksiv Hacha. It says here by the Tzadikim V'ra'u Kivasim Kidavram that they will graze like it says before. Ksiv Hasam. It says there, which is in Micha by Akres Hayamim. It says Yiru Vashon V'Gilad Kimei Olam. So what does that mean? Yiru Vashon. So now you see Ra'u and Yiru. So we learn out. So what's Vashon V'Gilad? Vashon Ze Elisha Hababin HaVashon. Vashon is Elisha who came from the Vashon. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, V'Yani V'Shafat B'Vashon. Right? He comes from the Vashon. Uksiv, and by Elisha it says that Po Elisha Ben Shafat Asher Yitzak Mayim Alidei Aliyah. Eliyahu. It says V'Yani Shafat B'Vashon. And then it says Elisha was Ben Shafat. So Shafat comes from the Bashan, Elisha's Ben Shafat, Elisha comes from Bashan, right? And Gilad is Eliyahu, Shenemar, right? By Eliyahu, it says, Yom Eliyahu Tishbi, Mitosh Gilad. So those, he's from Gilad. And what's the story with those two Nevi'im, they were Mechayim Esim. Eliyahu and Elisha were both Mechayim Esim. So, and it says by them, the Lashon of Re'iyah, what does it say? It says, Yiru Bashan Megilad Kimei Olam. So Bashan and Gilad is a reference to be proved to Elisha and Eliyahu, and it's Yiru Kimei Olam, and Yiru means it's Re'iyah, that the two of them were Mechayim Esim. So too, by our Pasuk, where it says, Zubirou Kivashim Kidavram, means B'nai Yisrael, the Asadikim, are going to be Mechayim Esim. That's the limit. So Amar Rav Shimon bar Nachmeimi, Amar Rav Nat Rav Yonasan, Asidim Tzadikim Sheyichayu Meisim. How does he learn that from? That in the future the Tzadikim are going to revive the dead. Shneamar, the pasuk says, this is Gabi Achar Seyamim in Zechariah Perikles. Says Old Yeshu Zakenim Uzakenos Berachov Yerushalayim. In the future, the elders will be sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim. V'ish Mishan Tov Yado Meirov Yamim. And everyone's going to have, I guess, their canes in their hands because they're going to be living so long. Oksiv, and it says by Elisha, when he sent Gehazi to the Ben Shunamis who passed away, he says, "Vayomer Gehazi, v'samta mishanti al pnei hanar." See, mishanti. So So just like Elisha was, the word Mishnati is where Elisha was Mechayev Mesim, so too the Zakenim as Zakenos in Yerushalayim are going to be Mechayev Mesim. Even though that's not shot in the Pasuk, that's what the Gemara is learning from there. Okay.
What does it all have to do with piercing the intent again?
Because we learned out not the piercing intent, the test. The second drasha was that you were smoothing out the disgusting stuff. So how did he know that Michoy meant that disgusting stuff? Yeah. He learned that from the pasuk of Charvos Meichim Geirim. So then once we broke down that pasuk, we darshan in the beginning of the pasuk, and then we go into the drashas. Right, the pasuk was Charvos Meichim Geirim Yochelu. That we learned out that mechim means the fats or the disgusting things from the targum that Rav Yosef gave. And then once we brought that pasuk, we brought the beginning of the pasuk, it was Ravu Kvasim Kidavram. We wanted to figure out what the word Kidavram means, which says Medubarbam. Where did it say? So Abaye said that Medubarbam was the beginning of the pasuk, and Rav says no, Medubarbam comes to talk about that they're gonna be Mechayim Mes. Ula Rami. Ula has to steer up between two psukim. It says in one pasuk in Yeshaya, Bila Hamavis Lanetzach. Right? Mavis is going to be stated all the time. That Mavis should dissipate forever. That the Malach Hamavis won't have any power to kill anybody. Uksiv, and another pasuk about, I think, 30, 40 prukim later in Yeshaya, it says, Hanar ben Meya Shana Yomus. People are going to have such long lives that if a person dies when he's 100, he's considered a na'ar ben meya. But, okay, he lived a long life, he's still going to die. So, is it going to be death or is it not going to be death? Right? So, lokasha, there's no kasha, kan, be Yisrael. The first pasuk says it's not going to be death is by Yisrael. The kan, the pasuk chain is by Ovi Kachavim. By the, I don't know if it's Akum or Goyim, by the Ovi Kachavim, that they're going to die even after Arif was coming. So, someone says, okay, but Ovi Kachavim, my boy Ohasim. What are the Ovi Kachavim doing there? If we're dealing with post-Tchias HaMesim, I guess the assumption is that the Goyim don't have Tchias HaMesim, or the Ovi Chachamim don't have Tchias HaMesim. So the Gemara says, Diksiv, I don't know what this means, the Gemara says, Diksiv, V'amdu zarim v'arutzo nechem v'bnei nechar yikarem v'kormechem. That the in Asi Lavo, the zarim, which means the Goyim, are going to get up and they're going to work for you. They're going to be the shepherds. They're going to work. Someone has to help out. Someone has to do the work. If everyone's sitting and learning, someone has to do the work. So that's what's going to be with the guy, and they're going to do the work, and that's the second pasuk deals with. Again, these dealing with esoteric ideas of Asilavo and Tchias HaMesim and Yemos Mashiach, which bottom line is you should learn Torah. You should learn Torah, focus on the here and now, and what you need to do, and not to be so concerned about what's going to be when we don't even. Well, we'll get to that. Rav Chisda Rami, he has a steer from two psukim regarding Asilavo. Pasuk says, the pasuk means in Asid Lavo, the moon and the sun are going to be embarrassed, and that they're not going to be, their light is not going to be needed. Uksiv, and it says in another pasuk, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the sun will be, I guess, seven times greater than the light it gave off during the Shiva during the creation. So you see that their light is not only their light going to exist in the future, it's going to be stronger in the future. Where it says, Lokasha, Kan Olam Haba, Kan Yemos HaMashiach. There's a difference between Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach. I think Yemos HaMashiach is coming first. Right? In Yemos HaMashiach, the Levana and the Chama are going to be very, very strong. But in Olam Haba, they're going to be embarrassed that the sun's not going to be needed because the Olam is just going to have, Rashi says, it's going to have the Ziv Zohar Marish Gimel, just going to have the light of Hashem. Okay? Ul Shmuel, the Amar, Ein Bein Olam Azeli Mos Mashiach. According to Shmuel, who says that there is absolutely no difference between this world and Yemos HaMashiach, El Shiva Machos Mulvad, except that we won't be Meshubah to the kings of the world, so no tab is going to change. So you can't say the light and the moon and the sun are going to be stronger. What does that mean? So Michael and Neymar. So he says, no, Edi Olam Haba. Both the psukim are talking about Olam Haba, which is after Yemos HaMashiach. The Lokasha Khan, the pasuk that says that they are going to be embarrassed, that's B'machon Shechina. That's going to be in the Machon Shechina, where people are going to be around Hashem, they're going to have the Ziv Shechina. The Khan, the pasuk that's talking about the Olam Havana and the Chama being stronger, that's just in the Machon Tzadikim. That's when they go home, and they're not sitting in the Ziv Shechina, and they go to their own place. Then they're going to need the light of the moon and the sun, which is going to be dark. Again, these are deep, deep waters, which I have no understanding of. Rava asked the question between two psukim. Siv, It says by Tchilas HaMesim, the pasuk says, Ani amis va'achayeh. I will, you know, cause death, and then I will bring back to life. Uksiv, or it means I'll kill, and I can kill, and I can have people live. Right, uksiv, and the pasuk continues, machat divani erpa. I'll cause sickness, and I will heal them. So basically, wait a second. If you can revive the dead, you surely can heal the sick. So what's the redundancy? What's the second pasuk? Because you know it's already it's redundant. So hashta achui mechaye. You can do mechias hamesim. Of course, he can heal. It's much easier to heal than to bring back to life. Ella, so the pasuk means as follows: Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ma she'ani meimis ani mechaye, kemo she'mechatzti ani erpeh. In other words, don't think that the pasuk means, like I said, that I can kill. I can kill one person and bring another person and have somebody else born. No, I'm healing the same person. How do I know? Because when it comes to healing, you heal the same person who's sick. So I'm going to revive the same person who dies. So right? The Tanur Rabbanan, ani amis v'achayeh, yachol misa v'achad chayim be'echad. Maybe one person will die, another person will live. Right? The Gadah HaChayim. So Kedar Sha'olam Noheg. So Talmud Lomer, no. Machas ni erpeh. Ma makeh refuah v'echad. Just like the illness and the refuah are with one individual. Ach misa v'chayim be'echad. So the misa v'chayim, this passage is about one individual. One individual will die and he will be revived. Umikan, from here, Chul Omerim, Tidus HaMesim HaTorah. Here's a raya. And against those who say that there's no that Tchias HaMesim is not a concept mentioned in the Torah, because this pasuk says that Hashem is going to be Mechayim Mesim. Dover Acher, another way to learn the pasuk is Batchila Shani Memis Ani Mechayeh, meaning originally, right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring them back to life. V'hadem Hashem Achatz Niyarpe, and then I'll heal them. In other words, that they when they come back to life, I guess they're going to have the same illnesses that they had when they died. They died because they were sick. They're going to have that illness, and then Hashem is going to repair them. Okay? Adkan Niyagata. The Mishnah then continued. And what is Dokah the Shabbos? And one of the things we said was Dokah Shabbos was Hekter Chalava. Now, burning the fats of the Korban Pesach is also Dokah the Shabbos. So Tanya and Abraisa, Amr Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Vo Ure'e Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Let's go see how wonderful it is, how beloved it is a mitzvah to be done in its appropriate time. Shari Hekter Chalav and Vevim Pedarim, the Hekter of the burning the fats and the limbs and the insides of the Tamidim and the Musafim, which are brought on Shabbos, Ksherim Kol Halayla. It's kosher to do all night. You're allowed to do that night. Nevertheless, the Ein Mamtin Lehem Achat Tevshach. We don't wait until Shabbos is over. Rather, we do it on that day because that's the Zman. Right? That's the right Zman to do. Rashi says Ksherim Kol Halayla because it's Siv Al Mokdan Osbeach Kol Halayla. The Yochel Atiran Kol Halayla. You're allowed to burn them all the time at night. The Apple became, nevertheless, Aim Amtina Lahem Acha Tekshach, Ella Machal Shabbos Aleim. We're Machal Shabbos for them to do it, right? Kedixiv, Ola Shabbat Shabbato, Allah Shatamid, Ama Chaviv Vumahar Mitzvah Shaita. It's very important to do the mitzvah in its appropriate time. Okay, the Mishnah then continued that Harkavaso Vahavaso, right? Carrying and bringing the animal. I guess it's not Dokah Shabbos. These were the Rabbanon, so the Talmud Chacham said it's not Dokah Shabbos. And they continued, the chule is what we can discuss, the chatichas yavelas, and cutting off this wound, I guess, chopping off this blister, or this wart, that it has. That is not Dokah Shabbos. So Gemara is not talking about the chatichas yavelas, or Yiminu. We just learned it's at the end of Erevin. In the sugi, at the end of Erevin, we're talking about Shlussel Mikdash and the Ein Shlussel Mikdash, and the Brisa said there, Choskin Yabelas by Mikdash. You're allowed to cut the Yabelas off in the Mikdash because there's no Shvus in the Mikdash. Avalob in Medina, but not in the Chutzla Mikdash. The Im, the Kli, but if you do it with a Kli, Kamikan Osir. Then it's Osir in both places. But cutting off the Yabelas, Biyad, which is a Shino here, and the Shvus, we said in the Erevin, was more than doing the base of Mikdash. So why here can you not do it in the base of Mikdash? So Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina. Chad Amar, they each gave an answer, not sure which one gave what. But Chad Amar once said, there's no stira, Edi, both Mishnayos are talking about biyad, talking about cutting it off with your hand. Ha bilacha, ha biyavesha. Where it's usher is where it's moist. So therefore, it's actually connected. And therefore, we said that's, I guess, our Mishnah. They not allowed to do it because it's a moist wart, and it's connected, and it's really doing a malacha. But Chad biyavesha, where it's really dry. Even the Midrabani, now it's not a problem, because if it's dry, it's not connected, it just flakes. It's nothing to come off. Right, the Chad Amar Idi B'Yilacha. Both Mishnayos are talking about a moist Yavelis, and Lokasha Ha there in Ervin, it's Biyad. It's talking about Biyad, and that's why it's Mutter, like all other Yisurid Urban that were Mutter in the Mikdash. And Ha in our Mishnah, it's talking about Bikli, which is a Malacha Gemura, and that's even Asur in the base of Mikdash. Now they're going to say, well, why did they give different answers? So Ulaman de Amar, according to the Man de Amar, who said that the Chilik between the Mishnayos is Habi Yad, Habi Kli, that one's dealing with Yad, and that's where it's Mutter, and one's dealing with Kli, and that's where it's Usser. My time, Elo Amr, Idi Biyad, Elo Kash, Habalach, Habi Yavesha. Why did he make the distinction between a moist wart and a dry one? So Amalach, Yavesha, Miflach, Pircha. Because Yavesha, you don't have to tell me about the Yavesha. That's just flakes. That just comes off. That's not considered a wart anymore. To tell me, you need a Mishnah, tell me that's Mutter? That's nothing. Right? That's not called cutting when you take that off. Ulamanda Amar Idi Idi Biyad Vilokasha Habalacha Habyavesha, according to one who says that there's no problem. They're both talking about both Mishnayos are talking about dealing cutting off to your hand, but we're talking about one's lacha and one's yavesha. My time, why did he not say Lo Amar Idi Bilacha Vilokasha Habiyad Habikli? Why did he not say the difference between Mishnayos is one's doing with your hand and one's doing with a kli? So Amar Lach, Kli Hakatani Hasam. Right, it already says in the Mishnah already, in the Mishnah Avin about a kli. In the kli, Kamakan Usr. It states in the Mishnah Avin that if you use a kli, it's Usr. So now I have another Mishnah of Psachim telling me if you use a kli, it's Usr. Already said that in the Mishnah of Eirvin. Right? The Idach, okay, so that's a Gokasha. Right? So the Idach, Had the Katani, Kli, Hacha. So why is it mentioned Kli here again? So he says, because Pelukta, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Asla Shwinan. It's coming, it's not being, the Chiddush in the Mishnah is not coming, not coming to be Mechadish, the Kli aspect. It's coming to Mechadish, to Machloks, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, about whether these Dini, the Rabbanon, are going to be Mutter to be done on Pesach. Rabbi Lezer says yes, Rabbi Shua says no. Now we get into that discussion. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it should be, he's done a Kal V'Chomer, right? He was done a Kal V'Chomer that these Dinei Derabbanan should be allowed to be done, these Hachanos Derabbanan allowed to be done for the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. He says, he gives a Kal V'Chomer from Shechita, Ma'im Shechita, right? Shechita is a Malacha, we said it's Docher Shabbos, right? I'm going to take the wrong way around. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Mutter, right? Let me just make sure I get them right. So Rabbi Lezer, these are the things are Docha Shabbos, and then Rabbi Lezer says these things are Mutter, and he says, Hello Dinhu, we're going to Kal V'Chomer. Right, we said Shechita is an Isser Malacha, nevertheless it's Docha Shabbos, so too these Derabbanan should be Docha Shabbos. And then came Rabbi Yeshua and says, No, Yontef can prove it. Because Yontef will prove that I have Shechita, which is a Malacha D'Oraisa, and that is Mutter, and nevertheless, there are other things that are Usser, other Derabbanan, which are Usser. So, Rabbi Yeshua is Latame. When he says that, in other words, then came Rabbi Lezer says, how can you prove it from Yontef to Shechita, Yont, you know, once mitzvah to Rishus. So Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, no, Yontef is a mitzvah. That's why it's a good proof. Rabbi Yeshua, Latame, the Amar, Simchas Yontef, Nami Mitzvahi. Simchas Yontef is also a mitzvah, right? Even though it's only a mitzvah, they were not Matir certain things that are also even only midrabanan, and therefore, if you could do it before Yontif. So to the idea here in our Mishnah, the things that you could do before Yontif, they were matir. This on the following raisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo la'adam b'yontif, ela o ocha v'shose, o yoshe v'shone. Person has a choice in Yontif. Either you eat and you drink all day, kulu lashem, or you sit and learn all day, kulu lashem. But Rabbi Shua Omer, no, chalkeyu. You have to split the Yontif in half. Machlog is whether it's in half or not. Chetzio la'achila, v'shtia, half of it is for you, v'chetzio l'limud, l'beis medrash, half to learning. Or chetzio la'chem, chetzio la'shem. So first you have to figure out, is the chetzio literal? Is it really half and half, or you just have to split the day into two? What does it mean, the beis medrash? L'kul la'shem, yoshev v'shonet, does that include davening? Or yoshev v'shonet, mashma learning? Those are things that you can learn about how you split this up. But Amr Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Shnehem mikra echad darshu. They both learned it out from the same pasuk. Right? Because pasuk, Kasav echad omer, one pasuk says, and this is written by Shvi Shal Pesach, it says, Atzeres l'Hashem l'kecha. It should be Atzeres to Hashem. That's mashma that Yontif has to be mukdash for avodas Hashem. Because of echad omer, and this guy be Shmin Atzeres, so even though it's talking about different holidays, they're all one, all holidays are one big unit. Right? Because of Echad Omer, Atzeres Tielachem, it should be for you, which is Mashal Yontif should be for you, and not for Guf. So Rabbi Yezra Savar, you have a choice. O kul Hashem, O kul Lachem. Rabbi Shimon's lover, Chalkeyu Chetzi Lachem, Chetzi Lachem. You split it up half, half and half. So Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar then says, Hakol Moldim Batzeres. Everyone agrees when it comes to Shavuos, Dibayin and Nami Lachem. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Yontif is supposed to be kul Hashem on Shavuos, he says you have to have part of it for you. You have to have Hanas Aguf. You have to have physical pleasure on Shavuos again. My time, what's the reason? Yom Shnitna Bo Torah. Because that's the day the Torah was given. So they all, the Velt asks, what do you mean? If it's Yom Shnitna Bo Torah, should the more appropriate way to celebrate that day be learning Torah all day? Not celebrating Guf, but celebrating the Torah. So the answer I've seen, many answers, but the answer I've seen was that, one answer I saw was from Shetra. Shetra says that any time you have, you see from here that any time you have a celebration of Torah, it comes with a meal. You have to come with eating. That's how you celebrate Torah. But why? This begs the question. Why? So the answer I heard, and it's based on the Gemara that talked about when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to hear the Torah. The Midrash says that the Malachim were mekatrik him and telling Hashem, how can you give him the Torah? You know, you take such lofty things and bring it down to the earth. So Moshe answers that. And Hashem tells Moshe, you answer them. So Moshe says, do you have parents that you can be mekabed avayim? Can you kill? Meaning the whole reason why we got the Torah is because we're physical. So that's what caused us to get the Torah. We have to celebrate that aspect. And when we met Nachman Shavuos, so we celebrate the physical aspect. Even though Torah is lofty, we only receive the Torah because of our physicality. Amar Rabba, Hakol Moldin B'Shabbos Deba'ina Nami Lachem. Even also on Shabbos, you have to have Lachem. My time, because it says a Karasal Shabbos Oneg. Shabbos is called an Oneg. You have to have Oneg Shabbos. And Oneg Shabbos has to be some Hanas Guf Machal Mishteh. Amar Rabbi Yosef, these are the three exceptions. Exception number one was at Tzeres, exception number two was Shabbos, exception number three, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hakom Odin Bepurim. Everyone agrees on Purim, which is interesting now, that they're putting Purim on the same level as all Yomim Tovim, even though it's not, there's no Issa Malacha on Purim. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hakom Odin Bepurim, Diva'ina Nami Lachem, that Purim also has to have Lachem, my Taima. Well, I don't know what the Havmin would be, but the answer is, you may Mishnah V'Simcha Ksifbeis, you may Mishnah V'Simcha. That's, I don't know, why about Hanukkah? Why did it say Hanukkah? I'm not sure why Purim gets into it. Purim's a different, it's still Yontif, it's not going to be Muvatel Asad Lavo, but it's not Yontif like Yontif is or like Shabbos is. There's no Isra Malacha, I don't know. So Mar Berei de Ravina. I'll give
maybe
you.
These come to say they actually supposed to learn Torah and Purim too.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's because it says, but Ina Nami Lachem as well, not only Lachem. That's why you have to go to the South Shore and with your sons in the afternoon, right? Yeshiva Mordechai Vester in the afternoon. What? Huh? Mordechai Tzadik, sorry. You can't have the girls name that. Yeshiva Mordechai Tzadik. Okay. Mar Berei de Ravina. Mar Berei de Ravina. Kula Shata Habayasa B'Tanisa. He would fast all day. Levad Me'atzarta, except for Shavuos, Purim, Umal Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur. Well, what about Shabbos? We just said... that the three exceptions are Shavuos, Shabbos, and Purim. And Mar Berei de Ravina fasted on every day except for Shavuos, okay, Purim. But what about Shabbos? He shouldn't have been fasting on Shabbos. He also been needed not Nami Lachem on Shabbos. But he also on Erev Yom Kippur he didn't fast. All right. Why these three? Atzeres, because it's Yom Shnitzel Bo Torah. And Purim, it's Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha Ksiv. Umali Yom Kippur. What about Erev Yom Kippur? The Tani Chia Ba'arav Midifti. Its pasuk says, "V'nisim es nashas shechem tishah lechodesh." You should do inui on the ninth day. Keep a tishah misanim. Do we fast on the ninth day? Halo basirim misanim. We fast on the tenth day. So Ella lomer lecha to come teach you. Kol ha'ochel b'shosu b'tishah bo. Whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day, ma'al v'kasuk ibu misanim tishah v'asirim. Says if he fasted on both the ninth and the tenth, meaning that there's a mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur to eat. What's the is that really midin yontif? Is that midin hachana? That's all the shira that we've heard many times on that about eating on erev Yom Kippur. But again, I don't understand how he fasted on Shabbos when two lines before we just said that on Shabbos is v'karasal Shabbos oneg, and everyone agrees v'ini nami lachem. Mm-hmm. Homework. You have a long flight, Marcel? Because in the last flight you came up with wonderful answers.
Yeah.
So Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef v'yomad atzarta, Rav Yosef on Shavuos Amar, he would say to his servants, Adi li eglatilsa, bring me the eglatilsa, which is that wonderful, delectable calf. Some say it's the third one that was born, or it's the third year old. Bring me the eglatilsa. So Amar, and he said, Ilo ha yomad kagarim, Kama Yosef Ika Meshuka. Had it not been for the day of Matan Torah, which caused me to become greater because of Lima Torah, I'd be like any other Yosef. I'd be like any other Joe. I'd be the regular Joe in the street. But now, because of Torah, I'm Rav Yosef, because I'm able to learn Rav Yosef.
Oh, so this is how the Joe come from.
Yeah.
So the regular Joe.
Regular Joe. Here. Regular Joe. Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes called to...
How does that follow the
pasuk? What do you mean? There's no pasuk. On Atzeres, with the day of Matan Torah. Two things he did on Atzeres. Number one, Atzeres. Okay, number one, Atzeres. Remember, we need Ba'ina Nami Lachem. So he would celebrate with the Igel Tilsa, which is prime grade A steer. He would get good meat. No, and then he said, "Had Ilo Hai Yom with the Kagarim, had it not been for the day, this day, what's this day? This day is Matan Torah, right? Then I would just be a regular Joe."
And that's why he's eating.
No, that's what he's eating for two, because it's Shavuos. He's celebrating two things of Shavuos.
I'm trying to figure out what the juxtaposition of these two.
He said two things. He said, "Prepare me this good feast, because on Shavuos we meet Binan Lachem." Now that we're dealing with Shavuos, Shavuos is such a wonderful day, because had it not been for Shavuos, meaning had it not been for Matan Torah, I would just be a regular Joe. But now that there's Atzeres and Matan Torah, I was able to learn. And I'm not just Joe, I'm Rav Yosef. Okay. Rav Sheshes called plus in Yomim every 30 days, Mahadle Talmude. He would review his learning, which is interesting. Rav Sheshes was blind. And maybe that's why he constantly was reviewing, because he couldn't write anything down. They had a constant review. Maybe. Rav Sheshes called close in Yom Mahadle Talmuda, right? Vitali Vikai Ibr Dadasha, and he would lean and stand at the doorpost, and he would say, V'amar Chadai Navshai, Chadai Navshai, Simcha of my Nefesh. I get such Simcha, Lach Karai, because for you, I'm learning Mikra, and Lach Tanai, for you, I'm learning Mishnah, in order that, I guess, you'll benefit. So Gemara says, Eini, is that the reason why we learn? That for personal benefit? Laham Rabbi Elazar, didn't Rabbi Elazar say, Elmalei Torah, Lonis Kaim Shemayim Aretz? Had it not been for Lima Torah, then the heavens and earth wouldn't exist. That's what Rav Chaim Elazar always says, that Rav Chaim Elazar is famous for saying, that's the reason why there are time zones in the world. That the world is different, so that there's always people learning. So when you're sleeping in one place, they're learning somewhere else. Because if not, if learning would ever cease, like Elazar, the story has it that they had always had a Mishmar, people learning 24/7, in order that you wouldn't have a time without learning. Right, so Amar Belazer Ilmali Torah Lomas Kaim Shemayim Baretz. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Lo Birisi Yom Vaila Chuka Shemayim Baretz Lo Samti. Right, if Birisi Yom Vaila is Lima Torah, because that's what it says Lo Yomos Hasefer Torah and Picha Bigisa Yom Vaila. So Yom Vaila means Torah, and if not for Torah, I want to create it Shemayim Baretz. So you see here that the reason why you learn is not for Simchas Nefesh, it's because to keep the world in intact. So the Gemara says, no, Mei Kara Ki Avet Inish I Daiki the Nashik Avet. Now, originally, when you start learning, you do the Tzorach Atzmo. And then you get it to really to for the Tzorach of everybody else. It's interesting. So that Rav Sheshes is talking about Simchas Liv. He just started learning. He's just the guy. I'm not sure how our school answers says that. But basically, Rav Sheshes said that he was Simchas of his Nefesh for learning. And then we said, no, learning for yourself was only the first stage. So that means Rav Sheshes is only on the first stage of learning? Am I allowed to ask questions on these Agadotas or no? I don't understand. I don't get it. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara is going back to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, Rabbi Eliezer says that since Malacha on Shabbos is mutter for the Tzorach HaKarbon, so Kol Shekain, these Rabbanans for preparation are also mutter. So Amar Rav Ashi, Ulamai Tika Amar Rabbi Eliezer Nami, Yontif Rishus, even though Rabbi Eliezer said that Yontif is a Rishus, right? We said that Rabbi Yeshua said that Yontif is a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer said it's a Rishus. Still, Islay Pircha. We can still doka his raya. In other words, right now we just were doka he said a kavu chomer, and Rabbi Shua was doka it from Yontif. But that tichia only came about because if you hold that Yontif is a mitzvah. But even if you don't hold Yontif as a mitzvah, we can reject Rabbi Lezer. We say Uma Yontif shehitir bo malacha shel rishus. Lo hitir shvus ima, Shabbos, right? So when it comes to Yontif, that's kal, that the Torah says that you can matir a malacha, which is l'tzorach kol nefesh, which is a rishus according to Rabbi Lazar. Nevertheless, lo hitir shvus ima. Nevertheless, the shvus was not mutter along with it. It's only the okol nefesh which is mutter. So then Shabbos shelo hitir ba el malacha mitzvah, but on Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, right? Ain't no din shlo tata shvus ima. So kavachomi, you shouldn't be allowed to do the shvus with it. So you were talking about a case which is a mitzvah. You should be able to do the Durabonis as well also. So Rabbi Lezer, no, he says, Shlutz the mitzvah adifle. You can't make a raya from a reshus of a mitzvah to a shvus de a mitzvah. Right? Make a Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Lezer, Amalach, Hailav Kavachomerhu. Why? The shvus mitzvah adifle mishvus reshus. The shvus, the Durabonis for a mitzvah is, I guess, more potent than the shvus of a reshus. Hilkach, Yom Tov, the simchas of reshus, Yom Tov were the simchas of reshus. So Gazru Ashvushala, they made it clear, you can't use it Shvus. But Aval Shabbos, the Dechias Malacha Shabbo Mishum Mitzvah, doing the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, that is a mitzvah, so then Mitzvahi, Lo Gazru Chachamim Ba Aval Shvus, let's close Esa Mitzvah. We didn't, where it goes there, to be Doche that Rishus. Okay, we will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.